You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Let's dig into our big question. What happens now? Last week, we began examining potential policies in a Trump administration. There's still a lot we don't know, but here's one thing he campaigned on. Taxes.
My plan will reduce the current number of brackets from 7 to 3 and dramatically streamline the process.
So is that accurate? And how would it work? Let's get into the specifics. Jim Tankersley is the economic policy correspondent for The Washington Post. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote an analysis of these tax plans that borrowed from Oprah when you were talking about the Trump tax plan, which was, you get a tax cut, you get a tax cut, you get a tax cut. So who gets a tax cut under the proposed Trump tax plan?
Everybody, Lizzie. Everybody gets a tax cut. Maybe. And that maybe is important. But I think to back up, rich people get the biggest tax cuts. And that's an important place to start. The Trump plan would cut the top income tax rate from about 40% down to 33% for the highest earners. Then you'd see some simplification, some collapsing of tax brackets down to 3 for everybody else. And that would include tax cuts for some middle-class families, for low-income families, and then some extra sweeteners that were the darlings of Trump's daughter Ivanka, which are targeted to helping working families with childcare costs and other things. All of those things add up to modest tax cuts in the low and the middle, big tax cuts at the top, and then for some group of families, maybe millions actually, it could be a tax increase because of some changes that Trump is doing. And that's the sort of thing that has to get worked out with the tax writers because he says he doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of stuff that we don't know. He will have a Republican House and Senate working with him. How do they feel about these proposed plans, in as much as we know about them right now? And how much of this stuff has to go through Congress?
It all has to go through Congress. I mean, he's going to need congressional approval for a tax plan, and they're going to write one together. What's really interesting to watch, actually, is the middle class tax cuts. The House Republican plan is much more skewed toward the high end, what they call pro-growth tax cuts, than Trump's plan is. He has all these extra things for the middle class. Several of his pro-growth advisors, supply-side advisors, tried to get those things out of his plan to reduce its cost during the campaign. He didn't want them to go. So will he have a fight with other Republicans over that part of the tax plan? We'll see.
You wrote that millions of working families potentially could lose here. What do you mean by that?
So what it could mean for them is right now you're allowed to deduct things like your children. You get a deduction for each of your children. If you're a single parent, you get to take what's called a head of household deduction, all of which adds up to real benefits for particularly single working parents or parents in large families. Trump would repeal those provisions and replace them with some new things. And in the case of many families, it wouldn't add up to a cut. It would actually add up to higher taxes. So this is the sort of thing that Trump's campaign promised they would figure out with the tax writers, but was actually be really hard. So he'll either have to change the plan he proposed or come up with some, if you like your tax treatment, you can keep it sort of thing, which would be a nightmare in the code, but is theoretically a way you could solve it.
We've been talking about individual income taxes here. He has also proposed some things in terms of the way we look at corporate taxes as a country. What's in that part of the plan?
That's probably the most aggressive cut that Trump has. It's a big one. He takes the corporate tax rate down to 15%
from 35.
Most businesses from 35. Yeah,
although
that's a big
we
cut. That's,
we
that's
should
more
say
than
that that a lot of corporations do not pay 35% as their effective tax rate. That is kind of the thing that's written on paper.
Absolutely right. So he reduces the rate that's written on paper way down. Again, that's lower than House Republicans have proposed in their own plan, but he reduces it way down. It's the sort of thing that his economists think is going to create a lot of growth in the economy and that the people who are scoring his tax plan think is going to cost a lot of money for the economy.
You mentioned the cost. A number of analysts have put the cost of this plan anywhere from $2.5 to $7 trillion with a T dollars. That seems to run up against budget hawks on the Republican side who do not want to see an increase in budget deficits or in the federal debt.
So the easiest way for Trump and the Republicans in Congress to compromise on their tax plans would be to not care about the deficit. If they just decided, well, we think it's going to create so much growth that it's going to pay for itself, if they embrace that old idea, then they really could run up what analysts would call and would project to be trillions of dollars of new debt. And I think that's the most amazing thing about Trump's tax plan. It is far and away, no matter who scores it, the most expensive plan for the federal budget ever proposed by a president-elect. So it's bigger than the Reagan cut. It would be a massive hit to the budget, even under very optimistic assumptions about what kind of growth it would produce. And we will see how much Republicans actually care about those possible downsides to the budget.
Jim Tankersley, economic policy correspondent for The Washington Post, thank you very much.
My pleasure.